Okay. Now we can talk a little bit about the this morning started with the Samadhi chapter, and the now the topic what we have here is the Jigdala Chakpa Pong and then Nyambung Suwa means the we had the Chakpa attachment to the inner or sentient beings, to outside wealth, etc. This strong attachment will not able to on the concentrate. So therefore have to first get rid of them, subdue them, control them. So therefore that is the first thought. Now what are the antidote of those attachment, etc.? That is antidote identifying here is the verse 4 talking what the coming down, right? Okay. Now it's okay. High tech, it's okay. I don't know high tech. So therefore, okay. Anyway, antidote is the identifying here as verse 4. Shine rabdu tenba phagdong nyamo number joba she che ne thoma shine za cha deyang ni jigde chapa me la ngeng ge chi ngeng ge dups. That is in this the verse showing shine rabdu tenba phagdong ge that means the and how you get rid of the attachment, etc., these delusions, and actually complete removal of the delusions or phakdong, vivashaya, the special kind of high wisdom, or that is wisdom which possessed with the shamatha, mental stabilization also. So complete mental stabilization with that, and some special kind of high wisdom, which is a phakdong or spirit realization. Or that is the shine rabdu tenba phakdong ki nyamu namba jomba she chenes. Nyamu namba jom is one will conquer or destroy the, all the mental delusions. So therefore one should be understand that way, and then in order to have that, first the shamatha itself first the produce. Without the shamatha thomar means firstly without proper shamatha you cannot get this kind of special kind of wisdom vivashya. When you don't have this vivashya, then you cannot get the all delusions from the root. Okay? So, thoma la shine tsa cha, up to that. And then you know, maybe that is, you can translate.
Okay. 那么早上我们已经讲到了，就是说怎么要来把内在的跟外在的这一些这个这些执着啊，还有这些妄念等等，这些要把它去除。那么现在呢，要介绍 怎么样来去除它，也就是一些对治的方法。那么这个在第四颂里面所讲到的，也就是要用这种特别的一种这个智慧啊，那么来对治这一些妄念，也就是说要由止的练习，那么是发展出一这个观的这样子的一个智慧，那么由观呢才能够找出妄念的根，那么找出妄念的根，或者找出这些烦恼的根，然后我们才有办法把它去除掉。
So therefore, and here is it, in order to get rid of all the mental delusions from the root completely, permanently, in order to get rid of, you must have the phaktong or vivasya, which directly realizes shunyata, understanding shunyata. But other, there are many, many other special kind of attitude,or method aside on the universal love and the compassion of bodhicitta, etc., many, many precious thoughts, all of those are, they can remove certain obstacles for temporarily. They cannot get rid of from the root. For example, Chandakasa,Dhammakati says also, Chamsa Mongdang Gaimishir, Shindu Nyeba Tsarjo means, that means, Shindu Nyeba means the root of the mental delusions, like egotistic view, etc. That you cannot, Tsarjo means cut out from the root completely by Chamsa.Means chamba, means love, and compassion, and bodhicitta, and all these patience, and many, many different thoughts, they will not get rid of from the root. Reason is, chamso mongdang gamishus, all the root of delusions, root of delusions are mongba, means.Ignorance, the ignorance, you know, the ignorance means the egotistic view, or ignorance means something which holds things are truly inherently existence. So therefore that kind of ignorance, in order to get rid of opposite wisdom, realization of emptiness,selflessness, or that kind of egolessness, or this realization you should have, without that they cannot get rid of. Because chamsa modang gamishir, gawa means direct contradictory should be. Universal love and compassion and bodhicitta, etc., they can indirectly contradict.The egotistic view, ignorance, etc. But the direct opposite is knowledge, not. They are not. So therefore, Mongdang Gamishir is not directly contradictory. So therefore, Chamsa Mongdang Gamishir, Shindu Nyeba Tsarjui means. That and this not contradictory. Here is the.Completely removal of the antidote is the phaktong, that's a direct realization, this wisdom. Others, even shamatha itself also reduce certain things, non-attachment, by love and compassion and all these various kind of meditation techniques. Without the realization of shunyata, you can reduce.Eliminate, subdue, antidote, but not direct antidote. Okay.
所以我们说要由根本呢、来去除这些无明以及妄念。那么 所以呢他要去修这个止，那么只有从止、啊、以止为基础，才能够逐渐的生出这个所谓的空性的智慧，才能够逐渐的证悟这个空性的智慧。那虽然我们还有很多其他的方法可以对治这一些无明的或者种种的无明，但是呢这一些方法都只能够暂时的去除它们，而没有办法这个就近的去除，而唯一的方法那么就是这个空性智慧啊，只有透过对于这个空性智慧的证悟，我们才有办法从根本去除这些妄念。那么法存论师曾经有讲过如是的这个记载，就是说这个慈悲或是爱心或是菩提心呢、啊、等等这一些大乘的这些法门，他们呢没有办法从根去除无明妄念啊，所有的这个妄念的根呢是无明。那么比如讲说这个以自我为中心的这些观点，或者说一种我执爱执等等，那么因此呢我们要用这空性的智慧啊，才能够真正的由根去除这些妄念。从另外一个角度来讲的话，这个爱心慈悲菩提心等等，他们只能够间接的去除这些无明，那么唯有空性智慧才能够由根去除这个妄念无明啊，跟刚才讲的类似。那么即使这个止啊，也只能够暂时的或是部分的来对治一些无明，他也没有办法完全的就近的去除这些无明。那么也换句话讲，最根本的这个对治的方法就是空性智慧。
So there was, therefore you should understand what I said earlier. In order to control hatred etc., you can opposite direction. Love is the opposite of hatred etc., or direct realization of impermanence opposite of the grasping permanency etc., or compassion which is the free wanting to flee from samsara like that way that is the also the antidote of the direct contradictory of the wanting to giving suffering etc. So there are many contradictions, direct contradictory, but direct contradictory of delusions itself is not necessarily to able to get rid of the attachment. For example, get rid of is the non-attachment, some kind of the this thought, direct opposite. But that will not remove from the root completely. The root, from the root, getting rid of city, all these delusions, they own main root. Where is the root or primary cause or primary source? That is the ignorance. So ignorance, until you that primary source ignorance not to get rid of, then those delusions will not temporarily you can remove, but not from the root, still root left there. So therefore why realization of shunyata or this haktong vibhasya, why need is like that. Okay, so that is the otherwise you can patience and impatience etc., love and all the compassion etc., many many things. Well, if they don't remove, if they don't control the opposite, what is the use? They may somebody will think like that way, right? Okay, they have all they can reduce, produce, kasa or kasa, reduce, or then control, subdue, like that way. Okay. But not completely rude. And as I said, many this time or thought or not, usually, well, like if you want to get rid of fruit, poison tree, which bothers a lot, if you have that, if you want to get rid of that poison tree, you can't get rid of by chopping leaves, branches, sub branches, or even trunk itself completely underground level, you cut everything slowly. All of these are eliminating in effect of the trees, poison trees, but still not completely removed, because if root down there left, and sometimes they will come again bothering you. So therefore, permanent, talking about permanent freedom, permanent cessation to root it out, that is then poisonous tree. It is where the root coming, where that is pulled out completely, nothing connected, nothing left there, and then permanent cessation from poison tree, right? Okay, that is similar like that. We have various kind of branch of misery, suffering, root of that delusions, or 3,000, or many, many hundreds of delusions, all of them, but they can eliminate, reduce. But root, in order to permanent, completely cessation, no delusion at all in one's own mind, like Buddha, in order to have that, you must be develop high wisdom, saktong, or vivashaya, which understand ultimate truth, shunyata, and that will remove all the root, the meditation on this. Okay? That's enough. Now for that, in order to produce that, then you first have strong mental stabilization, which is shamatha. Without that, you cannot get even that wisdom.
(咳) 所以刚才我们讲说，虽然有很多其他的方法可以暂时的对治我们的这个无明以及妄念等等，那么比如讲说为了控制这种憎恨，那我们用这个爱心或是慈悲心啊，这种刚好跟它相反的方法法门呢，去这个对治它。那么为了对治的我执，所以我们用这个慈悲心等等等等很多的方法，但是这些方法呢都没有办法从根本的这个角度去去除这些妄念。为什么呢？因为呢所有的这个妄念它的根呢，或者说它的一个主要的原因是因为无明，而这个无明呢唯有用空性智慧去对治它，才有可能把它这个连根拔起啊，能够彻底的把它这个根治。那么这里就举一个例子，就来说明这样子的一个情况，就讲说有，如果说我们有一棵这个有毒的树，那么我们受它而引起烦恼，那这时候我们如果仅仅只是去修剪它的枝叶，去甚至去把它这个在地面上的这个树干砍掉，这些当然都有可能有一些帮助，但是这些帮助呢都是暂时性的，因为这个根呢它还在，那么它假以时日它又可以再长出来啊，再来这个危害我们。所以呢，那么就近的这个解决之道是什么？是要把这个根呢连根拔起，那么从根去把它这个净除的话，那么这样子 才有可能让我们免于继续受到这一棵这个有毒的树的这个影响。那所以呢，回过头来讲，就是说我们刚刚说过，有很多方法可以来对治这些种种的妄念，种种的这些这个这些不好的这些这些事情。但是呢，唯有空性啊，唯有这个像佛菩萨所具有的这种空性，才能够真正的来根除我们心中的这个妄念。而为了要达到，或者说为了要能够证悟这个空性智慧，那么第一步呢，就是要能够这个去练习止的这个法门。
So therefore, in order to have that such kind of great wisdom, have to have the mental stabilization, shamatha. Shamatha, or Tibetan word, shine, or translation here, come abide. Shine means mind, completely, she means pacified, all the distraction, all these kind of distractions, and the outside distractions, or inside also falling into the, or dullness, or sleeping, etc. Two extremes, both of them free from that, shiva means pacify those things, and the na means abiding on wherever your mind fixed on the object, that is able to stay pointedly as long as you wish. That is the na. So shinna, you see, that is the same as come abide. Abide means remain on the object as long as you wish. Calm is the free of this extraction, distraction, and sinking mind into like these two obstacles. So therefore, that kind of mental stabilization has to achieve first. Without that firm mental stabilization, you can't do. All that is the like. All that is the saying. Now that kind of shine, that also here jike chakame la ngenge dups, and this verse saying thoma la shine tsaja theyang ne jike chakame la ngenge dups, or that shine shamatha also how you accomplish is it a jigde chakwa me lo ngge dup means it that is it jigde chakwa jigde means it in the worldly or body and the wealth etc. many attachments, so therefore special kind of those mental attachments, less of this attachment jigde chakwa me lo ngge dup chakwa me ba non-attached mental have to quality, have to achieve. Without that mind under the power of attachment, you cannot get this real shamatha. Okay? So then jigde chakwa me lo ngge dup.
那所以呢，我们讲到就是说，这个第一步啊，就是要先去练习这个止。那这个止呢，从另外一个角度来解释呢，就是一个所谓的这个专注啊 ，calm abiding。那么这个专注啊，我们可以从两个，它又包含两个层面的意义。第一个层面呢，是把我们的这种所谓分散的这个心念完全的让它停止，这是第一部分。那么第二部分呢，是 让我们的这个心念能够长时间的啊定于某一个对象上面。在这里我没有用那个佛法的里面的很多专有名词啊，所以我用最简单的最普通的白话来讲，就是这两层的含义啊，是我们所说的这个专注。那么透过这样子的一个练习啊，让我们的心能够长时间的专注在某一个对象上面，那么使得它不会受到外在的这些影响啊去而分心。那么因为如果说我们受到外在的这些现象的影响去分心的话，那么就有可能让我们的这个心呢产生执着等等其他的妄念。所以在这个地方呢，那么就是特别的要先去练习这个专注，那么才有可能进入到这个后面的这个所谓观的这个境界或者这个阶段。
哦呀，那这边是别and Abhidhamma Kosha says also same way singing Danjo Mishi Dhan Dishin Chen La Mayinus or the Shamatha to whom you can have to whom cannot have you see the, or in order to have Shamatha Papara Shamatha or then it's the Singwanyim you have to have Singwanyim is the Sing is the distance far distance of the bodily earlier this morning isolation distance from worldly activities many things and then mentally all kind of this attachment all these kind of conceptual various kind of disturbing thought many disturbing thoughts or here or the same way or this kind of thing two sivanyims, two distance, two isolations you have to have. And in addition to that, chok mishi, the jinjala mayinu, chok mishi ba, one who not satisfied, not knowing how to satisfy. The jinjala is one who has the great, how to say, the desire or great craving all the time craving this and all this kind of this the changes the bache all the strong attachment strong the craving all those two things one is dissatisfaction and anything was not satisfied usually we always dissatisfaction this is not dissatisfaction food, cloth, shelter, environment everything not satisfying even you have something not satisfied by that better and more and greater and higher and higher that kind of dissatisfaction with that that is they come associated with the company or the change is the great craving all the time craving or that these are the two of these mentally those craving and the great craving and dissatisfaction and then lack of these two distance isolation then you may know cannot have the mental stabilization that is exactly the same thing here little different word but the same thing was talking Shantadeva also ok
在阿毗达摩据舍论里面有讲到就是说如果我们要很恰当的能够达到这个指的这一方面的练习的话那么我们应该要设法让自己和我们周遭所处的环境保持一个适当的距离也就是说我们应该要这个在 身体方面要要这个保持距离，甚至要独处，但是在心理方面呢，那么也要达到两个状态或者两个结果。第一个是说要减少心里面的那种贪求啊，对于很多事情不论是物质的或精神上面的一种贪求。第二个呢是要消除这个所谓长期的这种不满足，一种不满足的感觉，它长期的存在在我们心里面。所以呢，如果说我们要是能够做到在身心两方面，对于环境保持距离，对于这个不满足的感觉以及贪求的感觉能够去除的话，那么我们才有可能呢，真正的把这个止练习好。否则的话，我们没有办法去练习这个止的这个法门。
So therefore, all of them and totally and mainly concentrating is this earlier talking of attachment to or two kind of attachment, inner and outer, right? So therefore, then, nyambo, an antidote, how to practice method, is the, has then here, one is a non-simjala chakpa pangwa, of abandoning and the, or avoiding to attachment to the inner sentient beings in the sentience. And then the second one, chinyiku, nikuru solas, in the outer side, wealth and the good respect, honor, episode of fame, all these kind of things to attach those two things to abandoning. So therefore, the first one, based on connection with the sentient beings, self and others, or connection with that, an antidote when you're taking that is the, here says, Chakwe Nyimik Dang, Nyimik Shena Pangomas. First, you think about all kind of negative result, defect of this attachment to the inner. That is thinking that way. And then after realizing that way, then to getting rid of. Or like that way. There's two things. Now, first, when you think about just merely nimic or false or disadvantage of the attachment to the inner, that has the five things here, divisions, will come subsequently. Inner attachment mainly. So therefore, then, five is, although all of them we will talk or not, the pattern than midepa means one is the first, one will not able to meet what you desired, goal, whatever you desire, is not necessary to meet that, how much you desire. And then the yin chowa means the better you dance, very, quality of the desire, and then we enjoy, means one will make many problems. And the top jang cho mishiba, even you obtain the object of desire, it will bring you cho mishiba, dissatisfaction. Even if first you obtain, or dissatisfaction continually come. And then also this will hindrance for the obtaining emancipation, tapala kekseva. And also it will kanjuchu samba, it will waste the great leisure and fortunate this life. So those five things will Shantideva will discuss following verses.
那么接续我们刚才讲的，就是说要去除啊这种这个因内在的以及外在的这种这个执着跟贪执。那么这里面我们先来谈这个 这个所谓对内在内在的这个贪执啊，对于有情众生的贪执，以及对于这些名利的这个贪执的去除。那么这个去除的对治的方法呢，是说我们要去思考啊，这种贪执，它如果过度，或者说如果产生的话，那么它可能给我们带来的这种不好的结果，我们要经常的去做这一方面的一个观修跟练习，那么这样子的话，就能够啊，有可能把这一种执着把它断除掉。那么这个里面呢，又有接下来又有五种啊，这个或者说五点要去讨论的。那么等在这个底下的这一个这些论颂里面，都会逐一的来讨论。
OK. All right, that is the those things in coming. Or nang simjala chapa. That is ordinary what we usually always having those kind of general common sense. These kind of try to reduce that talking. So therefore here, first one is the the pattern that mitaba means not able to meet one's own desired goal. That is mita sushi mita. That is verse 5. Mita sushi mita la.양다착바라제바유대니세답동자도두바통과용민주루스 All that means the 아니 when we attach to or greatly strongly attach to somebody and then one said the one willas attached to wish to some kind of great things to in the future try to or developing like that way, but that will not necessarily to accordingly will not come, because oneself is mitakwa means any or every moment change one's own, oneself not able to stay as wishes, the object also not stay as wishesAnd they will never meet as you think. Right now, what you think, it will be next moment you change both subject and object. So, the every way changing, that is meditation, right? So, that is the an impermanent person who is the relative or object of attachment who are also mitakpa, impermanent, whom you cannot be, or whom you can't be permanently attached. So therefore, that means the tene setup tongra to dukpa tongwa yong minju, means the dukpa means the very one's own attractive to oneself. Whatever you attractive, the possession or person, especially here, simja, to one's own relative or one's own friend or the lover or whatever you so much attached to something, that is the talking about. So therefore, that is as desired, not able to meet.As one wishes or never have, because all these are untruth, thinking all the wrongly, perceiving. So therefore, the setup tongra dong dukpa tongwa yong minjus will not meet. Tongwa means will not meet, not able to see, as attractiveness to as one wishes, will not able to see. Okay.
那么刚才我们讲到说这个对治这个执着的就是内在执着的这个方法，第一有两部分。那么第一个呢是要去专去思考，就是这种过度执着它可能 对我们产生不好的结果。那么这一部分呢，又可以分为五点，或者说从五个方面去做这个观修。那么第一个方面呢，或者第一点呢，是在第五颂里面所要讲的。这里面主要就是谈到，就是说我们去贪着对象，我们自己本身呢是处于一个无常的，这个我们的本质是无常的，处于一种无常的状态，而我们贪着的这个对象，不论是男是女，是亲人是朋友等等这些，他们也同样的是在一个无常的状态。那么因为我们都是在一个无常的状态，而我们去这个贪着，想要长期的跟他们在一起，那么而因此造成我们自己本身的这种不好的结果，那么这个是事实上是一个非常不理智的，或者说不可遇的这样子的一种行为。所以这样子的做法的话，那么只有使我们不断的在轮回里面打转，那么是根本上我们不可能去掌握一个我们想要的一个这个对象。所以第一点呢，就是在从这个角度，从一个无常的角度啊，那么来做这个贪执，过度贪执可能给我们带来不好结果的这样子的一个练习。
我是说第一步 one 啊 ，the second one is 研究啊 ，means the 满东南的高明就一讲研究明就啦 ，the 啊 ，that is the 啊 second one is the 啊满东南的高明就是 when you not able to see as you desire as you wish same kind of what you think。It will not never meet that way. When you not see that, then you will not happy. Nanding na mandona ne garminju, unhappy, will be unhappiness. And also that way, yijang nyamjo minju las mind also not able to nyambar jokwa is equal poise or meditation is. Not distracting, not thinking at a sort of peaceful way, that will not come. Or attachment so powerful that they try to see something, want to do something, and when that not get, and you always mind disturbed all the time, and were never able to properly meditate, okay? Okay? That is the something negative disaster comes.
那么第二点呢，就是说，当我们在日常生活里面，我们没有办法见到我们心里面所想的那个对象的时候啊，这时候我们就会产生这个不快乐的这个心理反应。那么如果是长时间或者说经常的这样子的一种这个过程的话，那我们的心呢是没有办法达到这个平静的状态，而如果没有办法达到平静的状态，那么当然我们就不可能去做这个指着这方面练习，反而会给自己带来不好的结果。所以这是从这个方面去做的一个思考的练习。
Okay, so if not able to see that as one wishes, then unhappy and not able to equal poise. And Toyang Oba Minjuru, even you see something there as you wish something, it will again will bring dissatisfaction. You want to do more and continue and much better and more and all those kind of things. And will never or satisfying unsatisfaction will rise. Okay, or in the Tongyang Ngomba Minjuru, Ngom means this to satisfy. Okay.
那么第三点做的思考呢，是说，即使我们看到了我们心里面所爱的、所想的那个对象，但是呢，仍然呢，它会让我们产生一种不满足的这种情绪。 而因为这种不满足的情绪呢，让我们这个又回复到这个不乐不快乐的这样子的一种心态，那所以仍然也没有办法进入到一个平静的这个状态，那么去这个做这方面的练习。所以这是第三点，更进一步的去分析。
Okay, then also fourth one is that will also hindrance to obtaining or emancipation. Tabala kekcheba. That is the verse 7. Semja namla chakchena yangda ni la kunandip. Tewe semja jikwalchi tamala nyangya dungwal gyurus. That is the hindrance to the emancipation. Why is that, isn't it? If your mind is completely attached to the sentience, any relative or whoever, or chakchenas, yangdanyi la kunyan diptes, or yangdanyi is ultimate truth, or chunyi reality, not able to see, so everything imputed to something, imputation, you know, the usually kasana or the poor wrong things. Sangde takta du jimba means mitangwa impurity things you think pure, nature of suffering you think pleasant, pleasurable, dhameva selflessness nature, real holding self, impermanent nature, is all the time you think on the permanent nature or something like that way, so therefore actual real yangda is actually truth not able to see to this deep is the obscure to the seeing the yangda reality, and then that is the one. If you don't see reality, then you won't be able to obtain emancipation. And also, on this world, the destroy Kyoasem. Kyoasem means that in samsara, everything, any undesirable things, misery, suffering, all kind of negative those qualities, you don't see when you attached to somebody. Completely wrong way, positive looking, as you earlier saying, same way. So therefore, in that way, you are not sorrowness, sadness, towards to the samsaric nature, or that any kind of false things will not see. So therefore, this kind of joyasem jigpachis. Jigpache means this story. So we need Kyoasem in the sad and sorrowness. Of course, the Ninjung means renunciation, proper renunciation. When you arise, then you have to true nature of samsara, misery, suffering, impermanent, and all suffering nature, etc. All of these, seeing that way, many, many ways, so you have disgust attitude toward the samsara and wanting to liberation from, completely liberation from samsara. That attitude completely distorted because so attached to someone. Okay? So, Kyoasem Jang Jigpar Ches. And, Tamar Nyange Dual Jurus. That is the at the end, attached to somebody, or that is there, it will definitely never die, definitely will separate. You will die, other ones also die, everybody dies, or again, for a long time, people death, you have to getting order and etc. Disconnected more and more. Finally, completely, separate. So that time, nyange, sorrowness, that is some kind of sorrowness, sadness, sadness of attachment, rather than renunciation, not renunciation. This sad is the stupid sad, right? Or that is the out of attachment, or I lose my lover, or my relative, or my something, furniture, or whatever you, everything in the nyange, or that kind of sorrow and sad, or those things will, because comes. So therefore, tama nyange tuwa jurus. So attachment has no real good things to come out, or end. All the time ends miserable suffering. Because it's disturbing thought, especially, and then to most the powerful hindrance for the emancipation, or in this way. Okay, that is the tamara nyange, dunga the jewels, dunga means supper and sorrow. Okay.
那么在第七颂里面是这个讨论到。 对于我们这个解脱的这些障碍，也就是讲说，如果我们执着在某一些对象的表象，而没有办法认清它的本质，那么这个时候呢，我们就没有办法获得真正的解脱。这些所谓对象的这个表象或事物的表象，比如说明明它是无常的，但是我们却把它当作是恒常的。 那么明明它是可以，它是会给我们带来苦的，我们却认为是非常快乐的。那么等等这一些现象，所以当我们没有办法去认清楚它的真正的本质的时候，那么我们就没有办法真正的这个获得解脱。在这个娑婆世界里面呢，那么我们往往是，当我们执着在某一个对象的时候啊，我们所看到的。 都是好的，都是善的。我们从来不会去想到这种执着它的所谓负面的结果，或者说它可能产生的这种不好的结果。那么，因此呢，我们就这个反反复复的在这个所谓轮回里面打转。那么，只有啊，当我们真正的对这个轮回产生出离的心，也就是说。 我们对这个所谓娑婆世界产生一种彻底的厌恶，那么这个时候啊，我们才有可能这个得到真正的解脱。可是我们坦白说，在一般的这个世俗生活里面，我们从来不会这样子去想。我们能够，我们所以会产生的这种这种忧伤或悲伤的这种心情的时候是什么？是当我们要死亡的时候，那么。 看到我们心爱的对象，我们没有办法把它带走，这个时候我们产生悲伤，产生这个忧愁，而这种悲伤忧愁其实是基于执着，而不是基于我们对于这个娑婆世界真正彻底的产生了这个出离。那么所以呢，当然它就会给我们带来无限的、无尽的这一个所谓苦的结果，啊，所以。 这样子的一种对于周遭的环境里面的种种现象，只看它的表象而不能够认清楚它的本质的这样子的一种心态，这个是造成我们获得究竟解脱的一个最大的障碍。Okay,
so that is the that text tells. Falls of the among the five, then the fourth one is the hindrance to the emancipation in this way, and also it will make the wasting the leisure and the fortunate, wonderful this life wasted. Or that is the telasempa basic chente tamen davarjus, the eighth verse saying. The telasempa basic chente tamen davarjus. That means when you sempa means thinking. The way you don't want means what is attractive to to in your mind, whatever attached to any or that kind of object, when you too strongly or attracted on that, then telasempa pashiki means one thinking only about that thinking. So how to, or then improve and the closeness and whatever you have many way thinking completely about the out of under the attachment. So therefore, this precious leisure and fortunate life wasted. Purposelessly will go quickly. So that way, tanju chu sunba. That is mostly we usually do under the attachment, object of attachment, attractive. Everybody has attracted attachment object on that, or one's life, or other person, or on any possession, or wealth, or name, or anything. So attached to too many area, attached to, and one only concentrating, thinking that way, one's body and speech, everything on those purposes. So those purposes will not bring future good life and wasting and the negative evil karma created. So therefore, this leisure and the fortunate precious life and senselessly will pass away. Dawa means pass and soon will put death. Okay.
那么在第八颂里面也是讲到这个如果我们过度的执着的话，他所就是从第五点，从第五个角度来思考他给我们带来的不好的结果。这里面就讲到，就是说如果呢我们的心呢，他专注的执着在某一些对象上面，那么这样子的一个现象，或者说这样子的一个状态啊，这样的一个过程呢，它会让我们浪费了这个宝贵的人生。也就是讲说，那么我们的心在日常生活里面经常是执着在或许是名声，或许是这个美色，或许是食物，美好的食物等，或许种种各方面的这些这些世俗的现象上面。那么因为我们过度的执着在这些上面呢，那么他把我们的整个的这个心思啊都占据住了，那么因此呢我们就没有办法啊真正的去寻求这个所谓的解脱之道，那么也就因此啊把我们这个非常宝贵的这一次机会的这个人生的这一次机会啊，那么就浪费掉了。所以这是从这个所谓虚度暇满人生的这个角度啊来思考，那么这个过分的这个贪着，它会产生的这个不好的这个结果。
Okay, so that is the, what saying then? Nimic falls, and then also the Nimic Shina Pangwa is the second, and then here the topic is Nimic Shina Pangwa, how to avoid or abandon those, after realizing the Nimic. Nimic means the negative result, when you realize after that, then how to avoid or getting rid of. That is the, again, that is has several topics. I don't the main thing is 퇴천부직진 안주티바 집에 더 미대신 땜바라가와 텔라펜베 미두진 네발라 조아오. So that they are something detailed explanation is 퇴천부직진 안주티바 means great purpose will destroy and lead to bad rebirth. It will lead like that. And Second is then also Chibe to Midnation Temple Kawa, Miss Day. Chibe to Miss Day. And then Chiba Miss usually child. And Buddhist, then Buddha's teaching is Chiba Miss non Aryan people, ordinary beings, all whether they're old or young, doesn't matter. All of them, when they not realize ultimate truth directly, then below that called all of them Chiba. Sosekyo means ordinary individual. Ordinary individual, those are the Chiba. Or like child. So therefore, Chiba Chwa Mitenshin Tembarkawa means ordinary, then or Shiva, this kind of the talk friend is not firm, meditation, not firm, immediately change back and forth all the time. Therefore, Tembarkawa is difficult to rely on. Tembarkawa, them is to permanently rely on, is difficult. So that is the second one. And then also Tele Pemba Mituju Nepala Joa, that the kind of Chiba Tho, the friend of the ordinary individual, those in Pemba Mituju Nepala Joa, not getting the beneficial, great beneficial Nepala Joa. All these are Pemba Meva, means doesn't mean common sense, worldly Pemba Meva. Of course, ordinary worldly pamba, business, and to food, and clothes, and shelter, or money, and something, name, and all those things. That doesn't mean no pamba. Pamba means spiritual, beneficial. It will, the pamba mitujing not obtained from those generally. Nepala joa means always lead to harmful things. Harmful things and to negative karma. Wrong things to do out of attachment, and you rely on some kind of attraction to the friend of Chiba ordinary, and then how much rely on that, you will gain is the temporary worldly things maybe you gain, but mostly Pemba Mitu beneficial not obtained. And mostly Nepala Joa lead to harmful things. That is to say, Nepala Joa. Okay.
那么以上我们讨论的这个如果是这个执着的话，或者过度的贪执啊，那么它会就是说带来的什么样的一种恶果？那么既然我们已经了解到这个。这种可能的一个不好的结果，那么我们怎么样去对治它？接下来这几颂啊，就是在从这个角度来谈这个问题。那么基本上呢，它又分为几个层次在谈这个问题。第一个就是说，我们先要去了解到这个所谓的这个过患，那么我们要去舍的这些过患，它到底是什么？那么这个过患里面呢又包含了三个层面。第一个层面呢是这个过分的这个贪执的这个过患，它会让我们在来生呢，那么这个所谓的转入到这个下三道，那么这是第一个过患。第二个过患呢是，那么我们了解到这个过分的贪执啊，它在我们的这个日常生活里面是非常普遍的，或者说是非常这个令我们去喜欢去接近的。那么这个时候我们周遭的这一群人呢，他基本上跟我们的性质都是很相似的，而我们如果依赖这一群人，或者说希望透过我们周遭的这一群人而能够得到解脱的话，那是不可能的。也因此呢，所以要这个很清楚的认定了，就是如果我们跟我们周遭的这群人一样，那么都是去在某些方面去做这个从事这种贪执，或者说这个过度的这个贪 贪着的这样子的一种练习的话，那么事实上是必然的，这个不会有好的结果。那么第三点呢是说，这个我们能够有这样子的一个宝贵的人生，那么事实上我们是应该啊要去追求这个彻底的解脱的。而我们今天因为这个种种的这种贪执跟执着，没有办法让我们开始去做这种所谓善行的练习，或者这个这些对治法门的这些练习。那么在这种情况之下的话，这一些所谓的凡夫啊，愚夫、啊，他们对我们没有好处，只有坏处。那么我们为什么要去亲近他们呢？所以基本上就是说，这一个接下来的在第九颂里面，那么就是从这几个层次啊来讨论，那么这个过患它的这个含义是怎么样，然后在底下呢就会讨论到那怎么样去对治它。
OK, so therefore, when do or relying on what or attach to the ordinary or the Chiba has the three, we explained the three and faults, first having those faults, and then you try to avoid abandon. But those faults, the first one is the Tenchenpo Jikjin Ngandru Chiba, right? Tenchenpo Jikjin means the it will destroy the great purpose, and it will slowly lead to the bad migration. Ngandru Chiba, that is the here says. And then, Takpa Mepa Dashi Ji, Yungdung Chue Jang Jigpa Chi. Takpa Mepa Dashi Ji, Yungdung Chue Jang Jigpa Chi, means the, Vashi is a great worldly friend, which is no Takpa Mepa means no reliable, feminine to reliable, not like that way. That kind of Vashi, that kind of friend, Yungdung Chue Jang Jigpa Che, it will destroy the Yungdung Chue. That Yungdung Chue means is a thing which is swastika, Yungdung means like that. Anyway, that reverse emancipation, permanent emancipation, never destroyed, completely, permanently liberation. That is the Yungdung Chue here. Anyway, that will also destroy by the depending on the Chiba attached. And then also, what things have here? Chidang Kaba Nyam Chena, Ngabara Ngantro Rokyu this. If those ordinary beings, Kawanyamba Jernams, if you try to behave, conduct according to them, then you will definitely go to lower birth. Chidan Kawanyamba Ngadu Doju. Kawanyamba Tichena, if you Kawanyamba, not their way, to completely opposite way, liberation, etc., to Kawa Minyamba, how to say, behave different in the way of if you try to lead, then Chiba Tenpa Jishichas. Okay? If you want to, Kawa Minyamba, means you want to be with the same behavior, conduct, and reality as ordinary, will you go next life in the future, Ngandro. If you want to opposite way, completely different way, opposite direction, if you want to, and then Chiba Tenpa Jishiksha, what is the use to rely on Chiba? That is saying, Chiba Tenpa Jishiksha.
那么这里第九颂里面他讲的是说，这一些和我们有同样的这个习性，或者说同样的 受到无明影响的这一些周遭的这些人呢、啊，那么实际上他跟我们的这个所犯的这个过患是一样的。那么如果我们过度的执着在这些人上面的话，他只会啊伤害我们的善行，那么只会这个彻底的损害我们所谓真善那么这个追求善的解脱的这样子的一个这个目的。所以呢，如果我们过度的执着在这些损友上面的话，那么他们会让我们啊这个在来生的时候在下三道里面降生。所以这一些周遭的这一些损友啊是不可依赖的，也不能执着的。而反过来讲，假设我们这一生我们是希望能够追求彻底的解脱，我们是希望能够真正的得到究竟的解脱的话，那么当然我们不要去跟这一些这些损友啊那么去过度的执着在他们身上，或者说过度的这个跟他们这个互动交往。
Okay, so now I want to the two ordinary verses read, and then a little, want to jump a little bit, another ordinary verse a little bit, and then we will stop there because we cannot finish this. We just write. So now here is the Chiba, you should know, or you don't need to hear negative, or sometimes people understand wrongly, and oh, they hate Shantideva because Shantideva is anti, what is called, or public or something, or they attacking to ordinary friends, relatives, in world, and everywhere attacking. So they were something like that, or some people like, without understanding spiritual goal, purpose, and if that. And then that will happen. But the one who seeking the emancipation, liberation, and seeing the negative and the result of the samsaric nature, and then you careful with the chiva ordinary beings how to rely on. You can rely on out of love and compassion and some kind of special kind of taking care of them. But should not be your own, completely rely on what they want to do, same thing do, what they think you should be, same thing thinking, etc. Completely trusted in doing, following that, and you are spending your life completely wasted to all that kind of thing. That is the here rejecting, okay? So, therefore, not, and the following the verse also, the ordinary being talk means the friend is deep or not firm and difficult to or temperakawa means to rely on, and that the temperament from them never get the real beneficial, instead then lot of the negative things nepala jowa means. And Joam is leading to the harmful things. Well, that is next two verses I just quickly read, then we will stop there. Saying, verse 10, verse 11, if you're reading. Well, that's the first Archiveto, the friend of the ordinary people, not firm. Always, Kejikin, Zarjulas, Yutamjin, Dayangjus, Kejikin, sometimes, certainly, they become very, very close, very, very dear friend. Certainly, something doing or something saying some way, certainly they become most worst enemy. Change back and forth. There's nothing to rely on. Kajikini, Zarjula, Yusamjini, Daryangjula's enemy. Garanala, Toshiva, Sosukyo, Gurakas, or those. Gavanella, those whom you Gavanella, means the object of the joyful is the saint or very, very religious or something, or toward to those Gavanella, they are Toshiba, they get angry. So therefore, not any kind of joyful or beneficial things they should not, because they are angry. So therefore, difficult to ordinary beings to satisfy. So the gurka, gu means satisfy, gurka. Right? And then the next one is temperament. Sometimes temperament, if you beneficial to from the heart, you tell them, they would get angry. Talk about this oneself also to that kind of beneficial when you talk, and then reverse that to make away from that, turn away. If you don't listen they what they say, then they will get angry. Yeah? And if they get angry, they will go to Ngando, and you will get angry. So you are both of you go to and the dodgers to them by angry. Okay, we'll stop there. That one, this kind of continue. Yeah, okay.
在这里呢，这个格西刚才讲到，就说我们从吉天菩萨在这几颂里面所谈的内容啊，就是不要产生一种误解，认为说吉天菩萨他是所谓的反社会、反对我们交朋友、反对这个我们跟其他的人交往的这样子的一种心态，他是这样子的一种态度。其实呢，吉天菩萨他是从一个这个修行呢、修学佛法的这个角度来分析，如果我们是要追求解脱的话，那么我们就不应该啊，这个完全的去依赖或者说去执着在这一些所谓凡夫这个身上。那么因为呢，这个过度的贪执或者说执着在这一些凡夫的这个身上的话，那么它不仅不会给我们带来解脱，只会给我们带来不好的这个结果。所以这个是这几颂里面所凸显的一个意义。那么第十颂、第十一颂呢，又继续的把我们在日常生活里面跟这些所谓凡夫啊，那么互动的这个过程做了一个非常贴切的一个描述。那么第十颂里面就讲到，就是说一般的人呢，可以在很短的时间里面跟我们变成非常好的朋友，但是也可以因为非常小的事情而跟我们反目成仇。那么在这样子的情况之下，那么即使是说有的时候我们这个告诉他一些这个所谓善行善念，或者说我们对他做了一些善行善念，也会引起他的不高兴。那么在这样子的情况之下，你怎么样能够去这个取悦他，这是非常困难的。那么另外呢，就是在十一颂里面就讲到，就是说我们有的时候会对于自己的朋友，我们认为他是我们的朋友，所以我们会给他一些忠固，会劝告他做一些这个善行的事，但是这样子的话，这个对这些人而言啊，反而会引起他们生气。那么他们反过来呢，反而劝我们不要去做这一些这个让我们能够得到好的结果的这些善行。那所以在这样子，如果我们不听从他们的建议，或者说不听从他们的这个劝告的话，那么他们呢又会对我们生气发脾气。而如果他们对我们生气发脾气，我们又反过头来对他们也生气发脾气，那么到头来啊，我们通通都一起掉到三恶道里面去。所以这个是这个第十颂、第十一颂啊，对我们提出的一些这个警戒。那么今天我们就到这里结束。
Okay, now we are going to jump one verse, maybe as conclusion, for that, and saying verse 22, if you have, verse 22. 심지어 몇 번 나서봐 자외장의 민구나 당장 앰배 며지게 대외지대 삼바땅 어디 대트민스 아베 심지어 몇 번 나서봐 세션의 빙스 대 몇 번 admiration and behavior and conduct, all kind of variety things. And so therefore, some like this, some like that, some all kind of cannot be make. So therefore, mevanna sokha means sentient beings, all kind of these things. So therefore, jarayachangne mingunas, because that reason, even Java, Java means Buddha. Even Buddhas come in the world, whatever Buddha says, I don't think they will, everybody will agree, because there are some like this, some like that, some like this, so completely, Javachangni Mingunams, even Buddhas cannot make satisfy everybody. How can I can satisfy everybody? Or Danda Ngambas, I am poor Ngamba, and a poor man, a poor person or woman or something, or how can I make satisfy everybody? So therefore, I will give up to or the company or to associate with the Shiva or ordinary worldly beings. So that is the here mainly more Hinayana Siddhini Shurapaka's attitude to you isolate bodily, no sentient beings, nobody bother, nobody get attached, nobody. So you yourself alone, singly. Why? Reason is this thinking that way, I have to give up all the thinking of friends, association with them, so I will go myself alone, singly. That is here doing. But that is not suitable for Bodhisattva, okay? Doesn't mean all the time. When you get higher level and your mind not bothered any of them, jiva, when you see more jiva activity, wrong behavior, conduct, when seeing that your compassion and love and realization is increased much more greater at that level, then you go come to the earth and you do dealing with the people and dealing. Like the beginning, you have no opportunity to develop that, so therefore isolated mind and body, isolated with the, from that to a special kind of place, quiet, peaceful, gentle place, and develop your mind. So that is what is main here.
刚才犯了一个错误，我们还没结束。尤其跳到后面几颂了，讲到第二十二颂，在这个二十二颂啊。 那么这主要就是讲，就是说，这个有情众生呢，每一个人都有他自己的执着，所以事实上啊，是非常难去让这个每一个人呢，这个获得究竟的欢喜的。即使连佛陀啊，他都没有办法啊，尽如人意，让每一个人得到这个他想要这个需求的这种快乐，何况是 我们这样子的一个愚劣的凡夫呢，那么因此这边二十二颂的一个结语就是说，那么所以呢，我要远离这一些这个凡夫凡夫啊，把自己啊这个独处孤立起来，那么去这个不要去跟他们打交道。那在这里呢，格西强调就是说，这样子的一种心态啊，这个事实上是这个小乘的。 这个所谓声闻乘的这个这一种的一个看法，那么这个对于大乘行菩萨道学菩萨道的这一些众生来讲，这个是不适合的啊，这个是不应该是这样子。但是呢，反过来讲， 当我们自己还没有能力去这个利益众生，去度化众生的时候呢，那么我们当然是应该啊，要先去学习到这个种种的法门，或者说种种的一个自我解脱的这些方法。所以在这个地方呢，它事实上是一个等于是强调，让我们自己要有一个很清楚的这个体会，就是在这样子的一个阶段底下，那么我们事实上是应该要那么放弃这种对于世俗的众生，对于这些种种的这个其他的这些世俗名利等等这些的执着，那么让自己的心呢能够稳定下来。
Okay, so then that is the all talking about the negative faults of the dunzi or worldly or then attachment, and then isolation, physically isolation, mental isolation, those things talking. But physically isolation has five benefits explaining here, and Shantideva. So therefore, first word, verse, we will read, and then jump another verse, then we will stop, and then question and answer, okay? First word here, beneficial is the, verse 25. Toji Chavaral, isn't it? Isolation of the friend, etc. When you go to somewhere isolated in it, or the forest or cave or something, you have or thinking that way. When you get somewhere, if you go there, don't do the I forgotten that word, loneliness. Feeling of some people say, I got loneliness. That is attached to something also, result of that. Otherwise, you will not have loneliness. And then something you have to prepare that, then is the only say, nana rita chanam tang, shingnam minye jemisi, dona dewa teta tang, namshik lejik dana jurus. Now you have to think like this way. Nana is in a forest or high isolated place. They are some rida, wild beings, rida. And the cha is some kind of beautiful birds they will have. And there are trees there. Any of those will not, they will not say any bad things. None of them criticize you. Nobody will say bad things to you. None. Ajin, jumiji, minya jumiji. Dona dewa tedada. Dona means when you company with them, stay with them closely. Dewa, you will get pleasure, enjoyment, rather than there's nobody criticize, nobody bother you. So therefore, that is the Dona Deva Tetada Namshik Hanjik Da Naturus. You're thinking, when I should have like that kind of isolation? When Namshik means when I will able to have stay something like that, nobody bother me, wherever you is the friend, is those birds, wild beings who do not bother you anything. So when that kind of isolated, free class, when should I have? I wish to have remain on that. So that kind of desire to produce. Then with that, when you firm, then you go there like that. This kind of thing. Okay? All right.
前面所讲的都是这个，就说这个跟在世俗生活里面跟其他的人打交道的这些可能给我们带来的这个不好的结果。那么在底下呢开始谈到，就如果我们自己独处的话，独处而来学佛修行呢，那么这个它会有五种好处。 这个从第二十五颂开始啊，那么就来解释这个这样子的一个利益。第二十五颂里面讲说，如果我们要是能够自己独自的居住在这个山林里面，那么我们耳朵所听到的这些鸟叫声啊，或是这些这个动物的这个嚎啼声等等，这些都是非常悦耳，而且没有这些批评我们的这种逆耳之言。那么因此呢，在这种情况之下，那么当然这个心情呢、啊、就变得非常的愉悦。所以呢，因为在这样子的一个环境里面独处有这样子的好处，所以我们要发愿，就希望我们能够很快的能够进入到这样子的一个环境里面去独处。那么这样子我们长期的这个发愿的话，那么终究啊会有这样子的机会能够自己在这样子的环境里面去独处而学佛。
OK, so that is the many verses and between there and from the how you isolate physically and the benefit of thinking, negative result, benefit result, both of them back and forth thinking that way to do that. And then the sabba, the thought, and also inner mental kind of isolation is there. So many kind of worrying and disturbing thoughts, all of them try to put out and then happily to peacefully remain into all these places. That is the, let's say one verse, I don't want to read all of this, one verse maybe, verse 38. Huh?
We don't have 38, verse 38. We only prepare to
37. 37? Ah, that is the, what is it? Oh, that is the, you didn't produce, right? Okay. Well, anyway, I will read, okay? Some 38 is the mental thinking. Sambashani kuyun tang de da la simba jikwi simne nyambara shaji tang thuwara shaji tumbara shaji. That means sambashani kuyun tang de means you have to should be dropped. Kuyun tang means all other thoughts, worrying, anxiety, all the friend, relatives, and business, and all of these, all thoughts, disturbing thoughts, leave out. Sambashani kuyun tang de. And then the sympathetic way is, or then other than a friend, relative, only don't think. The sympathetic way means one thinking, one step how to develop one's own personality. Or that way, the sympathetic way is, or that is the, the same means the, oneself, and then how do I develop like bodhicitta or create a mind and develop in this place, quiet place, how I improvement my mind. So thinking that way, only concentrating on that, other thought completely leave out. Dala semba chikpu yins. And then also in order to isolate the place, mind to nyambara shakpa chikrisa for the purpose of the equipoise, put a long time equipoise, not worrying and all these kind of things, nyambara shakpa meditating, okay? Nyambara shakshitang, tuwala chaji tuwambara chas, or the, same mentally, then kind of nyambara shak, like that is the shamatha or mental stabilization, confidence to, or that kind of mental stabilization for that purpose. One, tour charge jump charm is a tour charm is also why in a mind peaceful general and this kind of shamatha, then what is the purpose is the tour charm is after that special kind of wisdom, high wisdom, faktong vivasha wisdom will subdue all the obstacles, delusion, etc. So this that is the faktong tua chawa. Tua means the sim tu nyomong ba all delusions and subdued, controlled, destroyed. So therefore that is the vivasha. So for that purpose then should be tumba cha, should be take effort. Okay? That is completely wrong, isn't it? Okay. Oh, joking. You got it. Okay, you have to. That is it. 38. All right. So then I will stop there.
所以刚才我们讲到前面的那个二十二颂是说，我们心向往啊，这一种能自己这个独处，然后在这样子的一个愉悦的环境，那么自己的这个心情呢会这个变得非常的愉悦，所以呢，这个在这样子的一个环境里面呢，那么我们就专心一致的，要让自己去下定决心追求这个究竟的解脱。所以等于说，我们到这样子的一个环境以后，就用这个所谓追求最究竟的解脱这样子的一个动机啊，来激励我们自己。那么用这样子的一个动机来激励自己，所以我们要非常努力的去做有关于这个止的这样子的一个或者说这个专注的这样子的一个练习。那么在这个练习的过程里面呢，同时呢，那么我们要把这些所谓在日常生活里面我们经常会遭遇到的这些妄念，或者受到这些妄念所影响而产生的种种的这些不好的这个这些不善行不善念等等这些过程呢、啊、那么逐渐的把它都慢慢的去除，那么然后呢这个最后呢能够达到一个所谓究竟的解脱。那么这个是这一颂啊，第三十八颂里面所要讲的一个主要的重点，也就是说，那么在这样子的一个环境之下，我们以一个很喜悦的、很快乐的这种心情来练习这个止的这个法门，那么同时呢，逐渐的把所有这些其他的这些妄念呢，那慢慢的这个让它调伏。
Okay, so then I want to anybody who have some kind of question.Not too many, and anyway, just a few questions we will take, okay? Otherwise, everybody cannot make questions. No joking. All right. Do you have some questions there?
Okay.
All right.
This question reads, what is difference between shamadhi and mental stabilization?
Mental stabilization. I think that is the mental stabilization used as the practice of shamatha. But actually shamatha has the meditational talking about mental stabilization, but that has the preparatory and the actual shamatha. Okay, preparatory is there are nine different stages to put in the mind into the focusing on choosing object, not distracting, not thinking, etc., to training long time. And then finally, after ninth stage, then you have real shamatha. When the shamatha achieves, then your mind completely and spontaneously able to stay on the object, whatever meditating, and then without effort, that time no need effort, effortlessly to the remain on the object, free of all the obstacles. Okay? And then also, when your mind has so much ability to stay on the object and continuously, spontaneously, because that force to the body, Lu Xingjiang, bodily, some kind of sensation, very, very subtle sensation, get. That means when you meditate something, sometimes the body doesn't want. When you want to 1 hour, body aching and etc. don't want. Not that time. Shamatha achieves, body is completely follow with the mind and almost like, looks like his body is out there or something, almost disappearing like this kind of attitude. So that is the Lu Xingjiang, a special kind of harmony with the mental bliss. And in the same way, similar kind of subtle bliss on the body, and that way, and it brings mental also bliss, subtle bliss, bliss, joy or bliss which is not disturbing the meditational. Sometimes sharp bliss will be not good to distracting, but this is most the subtle, most the very special kind of bliss will achieve. When you that achieves, and then you got yogis, got shamatha. Okay? So under that, 9 stages to meditate on the beginning, a little bit, and then more, and then more, and then finally you can able to stay long time. Finally, spontaneous one you can do. After spontaneous, also you can get later, this subtle bliss, when you soon that achieved, then it called shamatha. So therefore, mental stabilization, you could be general way to all of those meditationals, stabilizing all this. Or stabilization is the fruit, if you're looking only for the fruit, then shamatha itself is mental stabilization, same thing. And we brought that training to the mental stabilization. Because mental stabilization is the English word, however you treat it. Okay? That is what I'm saying. Okay.
这里面问这个问题是说，这个所谓的这个止啊，它跟这个专注有什么区别？ 那么格西刚才做了 这个解释啊，主要的是说，这个我们在修这个定的时候啊，事实上是有9个阶段，那每一个阶段呢，都可以或者说都会有这个不同程度的或者不同层次的这个专注，那么所以呢，专注呢，它是每一个。 这个修止的阶段里面的一个必经的一个过程或状态，那么当我们经过了这个9个阶段的练习，那么到达了这个所谓真正的这个止或者这个定的时候，那么这样子的话，我们就能够自然而然的这个长时间的这个专注在 某一个对象上面，而在这样子的一个状态之下，我们就这个不受任何的这种所谓障碍。那么同时呢，在这样子的一个状态之下，那么我们的身心呢，事实上是合而为一的，不会再像在这个之前的这个练习阶段里面，那么身体跟心呢是可能还会经常会出现这种矛盾或是不协调的这种状态，那么等等，所以 这个 mental stabilization 这个所谓专注啊，它是在英文里面用的一个名词一个概念。那么它事实上跟这个所谓这个止啊，真正的这个止，那么事实上是 并不是完全的这个相同的意义，这是我所了解的。
Another question is, in Heart Sutra we talk about the emptiness,
mm-hmm.
and there's also similar talking in Diamond Sutra, and so why do we spend so much money to build the Buddha of future, that is Maitreya Buddha?
Oh, Maitreya Buddha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the, in order to achieve the emancipation or Buddhahood or enlightenment, enlightenment is not only meditating on shunyata. It needs cho nis, sunam ji cho, ishi ji cho means. You have to accumulate it. Sunam ji cho, meritorious virtues, wholesome meritorious, so many charity, patience, etc., six perfection among them. Only one is the wisdom, or is the yeshi ji cho. That is direct, you know, cutting the root. But the in order to cut all the obstacles, achieve enlightenment, you have to both accumulation completed. The aeons, the merits, sunam ji cho, you have to accumulate. That is the practice of charity, etc., or an offering. Or charity. Charity has also two kind of charities. One is the to upper field, offering Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Sanghas, etc., offering and presentation and all kind of the honor, respecting some kind of out of faith, so you do. Lower field is the sentient beings out of there to help them on the compassion and the loving and the charity, giving gifts, supporting and helping, and all kind of meritorious you can do. From these you will get huge merit will increase, and that is the sunam ji cho. So therefore even building maitreya is not even nothing, or is a small kind of meritorious virtue. Okay, so many meritorious virtues, or building statue, or painting, or making offerings, presentation, and all of these kind of activities with a strong faith, a special kind of attitude you have to do. So therefore, only Pashachitika or Shunyata explanation, Panjana Paramita Sutra, etc., only directly explaining about Shunyata. But that is the ultimate realization of wisdom in order to achieve that explained. But that is not only you do. For example, if you want to again cut the poison tree, or there is a need some razor or what you call razor or saw or something, blade, very sharp blade, directly cutter is a sharp blade. But sharp blade, it will not alone will not cut. It needs electric wire and handle and somebody directing and all these rest of these helper combination. That is kind of one thing. So therefore, like that method side and wisdom side, two accumulation. Okay, two together will able to get rid of delusions. Only one will not do.
这个问题是问的就是说，在心经跟金刚经里面都谈到空性，那么既然是这个一切有为法如梦幻泡影的话，那么为什么我们要花这么多的钱去盖这个弥勒佛像啊？那格西的回答就是说，我们如果要 获得就近的解脱，得到就近的成就的话，我们不仅仅只能够依靠这个所谓空性，空性智慧来就来达到目的。那么空性智慧呢，事实上它只是六度波罗蜜里面的一种。所以呢，除了我们要以空性智慧为基础来做这个佛法的修行之外呢，那么同时呢，我们还要去完成其他的这个所谓五度波罗蜜的这一方面的累积。当然布施波罗蜜或者说这个积聚资粮啊，这个是非常重要的一部分。那么这个布施呢，分为两类，所谓的上知良田跟这个下知良田。那么对上知良田的布施，包括我们对佛、对这个僧众等等这一些的这个对象啊去做布施。那么下知良田是对这个一般的众生去做布施。不论怎么样，这个布施的结果都能够累积很多的功德。那么这个都是我们将来成佛的必要条件之一啊，不能够仅仅只是依靠这个这空性智慧。那么再举一个例子，就好像刚才已经谈过的，要这个去砍除这个毒素对我们的威胁或者对我们的害处。那么这个时候，我们如果要把这个毒的素啊，要把它这个根除的话，我们需要一个句子。这个句子呢，单单只是有这个句子啊，还不能够成事。我们还需要其他的，比如说电啊，或者说其他的一些相关的配合条件。那么同样的，我们如果要得到这个就近的成就，那么单是这个空性啊，但这个还不完全能够达到这个目的，还需要其他的这个种种条件的配合。这个是格西刚才所做的回答。
For example, I want to say one thing. This is called Tibetan word, 错心。错心 is this like the many Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dakis, Dakinis painted it like that way, as this like image, and the real Buddha and Bodhisattvas imagine and to them you do accumulation for that accumulation and facilitation, making offerings and all kind of incense and all kind of things, doing those things. That is called 错心 means field. Field to accumulating 错 means assembly of merits. Okay? Merits. Why we have to merit accumulate? They don't need offerings. They don't need smelling and food and water. Anything they don't need. But we need accumulation, merit, in front of them, frustration, making offerings, and all kind of things. Like farmers. When you do farmers, go to field, the field does not say, I want to drink water, I need seed, I don't want to do stones and all these things, take away. You don't say. But the farmers themselves so much spending there, taking all the weeds and the stones, the colors, and put there the best soil and the watering and they plant the seeds, put there. Why? As the farmers want something. They need fruit, result. Field doesn't want. So same way here, same thing. Buddha Maitreya doesn't want, he needs a big statue, or he doesn't need the temple, he doesn't need an offering, but we need to Buddha or Buddha Maitreya, Manjushri or anywhere to frustrating you wanting to become like you. That is where to all doing. Okay? That is it.
格西补充到，就是用他身后的这个资粮田呢作为一个例子，就是这个资粮田啊，那么里面画了很多的这个诸佛菩萨在这里，那么整体来讲的话，就这个是我们作为一个 修行者累积资粮的一个方式。那么就好像这个农夫啊，他去种田，那么他浇水啊、下种子啊等等，他的目的啊是要有收获。对于这个田地本身而言，他有没有这些这个内容啊，并不是那么的重要。那么同样的，这个弥勒佛本身也不会要求说他要有一个非常大的一个佛像在那里啊，让大家来膜拜，而是这个就是我们作为一个学习者，那么我们自己的一种这个积聚资粮的一个方式。There are three more questions.
Okay.
Is it all right to use a neutral object such as the breath to establish samadhi and then switch to a more virtuous object later? How long may that be done for? Example, can you do for a few months?
Not month or day or hours, depending on one's own mentality. Once in the mind, able to truly utilize object as your own breathing, and that was then successfully your mind able to stay on the breath spontaneously without problem, thinking or distracting without that, then you can switch.Or something. At least the mind able to stay every time on meditate on the breathing, at least 21 times without any problem. Every time when you sit to breathing meditation, you have properly without. Not sometimes it happen, sometimes not happen, not like that, but constantly.Oh yeah, and then you could be moved, changed, other subject, okay?
这个问题是说，我们是不是先用一个比较中性的这个对象，像这个呼吸来做这个指的练习，那么然后呢再用一个比较这个就是怎么讲，用个圣物来做代替。另外的问题是说，这样子的练习要做多久？是不是要做几个月？那格西的回答是说，这个不一定要几个月哈，那是根据每一个人的根气。但是不论怎么样，就是说我们如果能够持续的，或者说能够很顺利的，这个做到连续21次的呼吸都能够很平顺的话，那么这样子。我们就可以把这个对于用呼吸做观修的对象转移到这个其他的这种圣物啊，这个因人而异。Dear Geshe-la, how would a householder best approach the practice of calm abiding? Is this even possible with a busy worldly life and a family to care for?
Okay. Well, you can do both. No, I don't think so. Because the mind has two special kind of real shamatha in you. But for purpose of shamatha, you partly to do this exercise all the time. That is the family life you can do. If you real shamatha achievement, then a real...and actually shamatha, then I think you have to spend it especially to leave and rest of the thought and all activities, something as it is explained here. Yeah, singing, danjo mishi, the jinjala mayinus, elia, evitama koshase, singwanyi is to distance bodily and mentally, two things you have to. And then,chok mishiba means dissatisfaction, and dejinjan means the very, very great, and how to say, great desire or this kind of attachment. So if you have those things, attachment to family, attachment to furniture, attachment to the, all the possessions, etc. And this worrying about wasting or eating by bugs or stealing somebody or something, all kind of worrying, anxiety, if you have, you won't have shamatha, will not get. Okay? So therefore, it's not necessarily to perfect shamatha, but the, for the purpose of the tour to the shamatha, at least practice of the first level, second level, third level, there are 9 different stages. Okay? So any of those you can use, breathing exercise, you can short time meditation, at least your mind focus to somewhere to, or doing those things. Family, you can do that. Okay? Otherwise, I think it's difficult.
这个家庭主夫或主妇而言的话，那么这个专心呢，或者这个专注啊，是不是一个就是说怎么样去练习这个专心或专注？那么甚至就是对于他们而言，这样子的练习是不是可能？那么格西的回答是说，这个是事实上是有困难的。 就如果我们的心仍然还执着在家庭上面，或执着在一些世俗的这个对象上面，那么是要去做这个专注的练习，或者说专门去修定的，要达到这个定的最高的境界，事实上是有困难的，不是那么容易。但是呢，这两者之间也不是完全的互斥，我们可以这个利用其他的方法，比如说呼吸的方法，或者说。 种种其他方法，那么在这个修定的这个9个不同的阶段里面去找一个比较合适的这个阶段，那么来做练习。那么整体而言的话，当然如果有家庭的这个负担呢，是不太可能或者说也不容易去专门的来修定。
It's a long question. Hopefully this is said with enough respect that you won't become upset with me. Sometimes I wonder why women continue to study Buddhism and don't start a religion of their own because of all the statements that put women into an inferior place. Yesterday in verses number 71, you said, fearful of being born a woman. Do you really believe men are more spiritual than women? That seems to me like a low-level thought. To pray that if you are a man that you won't be born a woman in your next life. It seems like the prayer should be that in your next life, pray to be able to study highest tantra. Then the person wouldn't have to worry about being born as a woman. It just seems to me that it's a higher thought in prayer or something.
Yes, I am getting angry. Yeah? I am man. I don't like women. What can you do? Yeah? Anyway, joking. I'm not sure. Yeah? I think a man and a woman and every and the teachings, or there are, and there is no base to say, or one is higher, one is inferior, and generally. But this is the, I think, the most ancient prayer and the philosophy, and this some of the cultural and the ancient way. One time in the past, in everywhere in the world, everywhere, they consider women is inferior, or the man is better. Of course, there are men and women has differences, on difference of sex, difference of, because that reason, there is a different mentality, also little different. One is a little bit kind of, naturally, not everybody, but sometimes, little kind of, humble or weaker or something. One is more heroic or something, more harsh or something. And bodily, also bones, flesh, etc. One is more harder, one is more smooth, soft, etc. So therefore, these effects, certain things, into way of doing also, some men able to do is not necessarily to women can do. Some women can have babies and all kind of things. Men does not have this carrying that things. So therefore, there are different things. Of course, you cannot say exactly the same. But there are many, many spiritual point of view. I don't think it's different, no differences. But spiritually, also, there is some kind of ground level, harsh thing, many difficult thing, slow along, stay along singly, etc. Many things, ancient time, for the women is not good, because it's not safe, night, etc. So there are some of the excuses. For example, Buddha, first time, beginning is not given ordination to women, as the reason is out of love and compassion, because at that time, ancient time, India is generally publicly also disrespect or something, but that is not the main reason. Is it therefore safety or etc. or singly staying and all these kind of things, and the women has have to carrying babies and all these kind of things. And because the body is different, therefore, I don't know exactly, sexually also in the Vinaya system, little different attitude sexually also. Or who has more sharp or not sure, anyway, there are different things. So therefore, based on that, the ordination and the rules, the regulations, etc., little different. So therefore, based on that, ancient prayers are little different way of saying. But I don't think in this is the later Mahayana system, actually, great Mahayana. This is Hinayana, earlier Buddha taught, based on Hinayana system, especially. And the later Mahayana system, of course, there is no special kind of thing. Everybody can same way to work to achieve Buddhahood and develop compassion, develop love on bodhicitta. Everybody can understand the realization of shunyata. You don't have different women's mind this, men's mind this, you don't have any distinction. But when you do bodily some kind of vow and vinaya rules and regulation, then there are little difference it comes. But all these, whatever you think, the other things, I don't know exactly, okay?
这个问题整体来讲就是说在这个经文里面反映出一种 女性呢比男性这个低下的这样子的一种意涵。那所以这位朋友他就这个问格西这方面的问题，那么格西的回答是说，他觉得这个男女啊并没有这个什么差别啊，只是在这个古代的这个经文里面，或者是说反映出不同的文化，那么这个认为说女性呢、啊、在那样子的一个社会里面，她是占据这个比较低下的地位，而男性呢是占据比较优越的这个地位。那么当然如果我们从身体的结构，从这个心理的特质等等，确实我们可以指出来男女啊是有一些差别，但也因为这样子的差别，所以呢他们各有所思啊，并不是说所有的事情都能够这个平等的，或者说平等的被这个男女是共同都可以做到。那么这个是一般的一个回答，但是主要是从我们这个修行的这个角度来讲的话，那么男女事实上是没有什么差别的。但是不管怎么样，就是说在这个古代的这个就是这些学佛的仪式里面，也许有一些部分是比较不适合女性去这个独自去进行的，比如说独处，那么这个可能会有安全上面的问题，尤其是在古代的印度。所以这个是为什么这个佛陀他在成就的那一世里面，他要降生成男性而不是女性，最主要的原因是因为安全的问题。那么整体来讲的话，这一个从古代的这个经文里面所凸显出来的这样子的一个意涵呢、啊、那基本上这是属于这个早期的这个小乘体系，小乘思想体系里面的这个意涵。那么在这个后来发展出来的这个大乘这个思想体系里面就没有这样的区别。换句话讲，任何人不论他是男性女性，都有机会成就菩提心，都有机会成就正的正觉。那么当然在戒律这方面可能有一些差异，但是其他的话基本上是没有什么差别的。这个是格西的回答。
I think in Vinaya, when Buddha made two Vinaya, Vinaya means rules, religious rule, monks, nuns, rules, first monks, then nuns later. Rules also a little different. Nuns have much more, little more, and bhikkhus less. But some of them, certain, I forgot in a way, difference, why difference in making that thing. I think saying is different. Why is it little different need? Need is there are different. Lu tade, lu means body, different, not the same, and man and woman, body different. So bodily little different. And then therefore they also come or merba. Merba means admiration or mental attitude is a little different. One is, different. Therefore, and based on that, and religious scope or rule and regulation also have come little different situation that is made like that way. I remember that like that. Okay.
那再补充一点，就是说在戒律里面啊，那么是有一些差别。那么所谓的戒律呢，指的是这种所谓宗教性的一些规律。那么这对于比丘跟比丘尼啊各有不同的这个戒律。那整体来讲的话，比丘尼的要受的戒律可能要比这个比丘要来得多。那详细的原因格西说他并不是那么清楚，但是整体来讲的话，那么可能是因为这个男性女性啊，比丘尼在这个所谓身体上的方面啊是有差异的，而这个身体方面的差异呢，会 造成他们在心理方面的这个心态方面的一种差异，也因为这个在心态生理这方面的差异呢，所以那么最后就发展出来，那么在戒律上面有一些不一样。不，这个是一个一般性的一个回答，它实际状况它并不是那么的清楚。
OK, alright, that's enough. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I think I had the wonderful time, you people and everybody listening and to kind of stupid man.And anyway, I enjoyed to this time, and hope in the future also sometimes we will gather together. Meantime, whatever Shantideva said, everything there, you have a lot of teachings. These teachings should not leave in the room. Carry with you, okay? All right, thank you very much.
谢谢各位，我在这里有一段非常愉快的。这个时间，同时也谢谢各位花这么多时间来这里，一起讨论。那么最主要的是，吉天菩萨他教了我们很多。那么希望各位不要把他的教法留在这个房间里面，要带回家去。那么将来我们也许还有机会继续的进行这个以后的讨论。